This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Pacers attempting to go up 2-1 and now officially are up 2-1 as time has run out. Boy, Oklahoma City had the lead in the fourth quarter, but as is their custom, the Pacers rallied and were able to finish this one off 116-107.
Final hour fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Sean Treef, RJ Choppy, Bobby Bell. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. I may have already just said that, but we are trying to get you to your weekend as quickly as possible. You're so soft, Bobby.
What did I do?
You're going in there. You're trying to soften things up with Kevin Hegland after you promised this big crosstalk battle and fight.
I literally walked in there and trolled him immediately.
And I heard you guys talking about defensive metrics. It was very pleasant.
Well, then we were talking after I got my first trolling out of the way. But he's going to get it. And he said, I know crosstalk's going to be painful for me. That's what he said.
Okay. All right. We'll see. 940 with the KNC masterpiece. What?
Nothing I can't say.
You mouthed it.
Yeah. Crosstalk's going to be painful for him. That's all.
What was that, Peyton?
Show me your meat.
Oh, never mind. The Indiana Pacers take the 2-1 series lead. The story of last night, the bench, the others, with what they got, 27 points.
From Benedict Mathurin.
What a name.
Yeah, the sixth overall pick of the draft, Arizona, good player in college. Hasn't put it together totally in the pros, had some injuries. You know, last year I know they lost him for a little bit. It was like a shoulder or something. And then TJ McConnell had a really nice night off the bench. First player in NBA history to have a 10-5-5 game with one of the five being five steals off the bench. So that's pretty good. And this is a really good, fun. That was the best game of the series, easily.
Yeah.
Easily the best game.
Been a good series so far. Mm-hmm. I was obviously wrong so far and expecting it to be much more lopsided. It's still going to be Thunder in six. So we'll see who wants to take any action on that. But I am finding myself, when the games are happening, rooting for the Pacers. Mm-hmm. Who are you guys rooting for in the moment?
Indy.
Is Pacers. It just because of Rick?
It's all part of it's because of Rick. Look, also, the Thunder's uniforms is just so generic. The blues, it's a generic blue. I don't know. It feels like if you were to make a movie, a made-for-TV movie, you would use the Thunder uniforms.
Okay. I get that.
I can see that. Yeah, it's Indiana. It probably is just because of Rick. Because, I don't know, there's a little bit of...
And they're such an underdog. The underdog story is fun with it.
Underdog is fun. There's also a little bit of, like, I don't know that Indiana's, like, getting back here again. Like, I don't know that India, like, Oklahoma City is an opportunity to, I do root for dynasties. I do root for, like, sustained success. I think that's usually good for the historical context of the game. Indiana as, like, being what feels like just, like, it's Hoosiers basketball. It's like, it feels small town. I know Indianapolis is a bigger market than I'm painting it out to be, but it feels like a little small town team almost. They've always been, they don't have a lot of flash. There's not a lot of, like, intrigue with the players. Halliburton's a good player, but there's not like anybody going back to...
No one next year is going to pick the Pacers to go back to the finals.
No.
No one.
No.
And that's
a shame because they were in the East Finals last year.
If it were no Carlisle, I would be rooting for OKC. Because I like OKC is, I like the trajectory they've had of like, all right, you lost last year, you learned something, you were dominant, you achieved. Like, I like the structure of that for dynasties.
Well, RJ Choppy has apparently now turned on this man.
TJ just brought a competitive will to the game. You know, Mathurin jumped in there and immediately was aggressive and got the ball in the basket. And, you know, look, this is the kind of team that we are. We need everybody to be ready. It's not always going to be exactly the same guys that are stepping up with scoring and stuff like that. But, you know, this is how we got to do it. And we got to do it as a team. And you know, we got to make it as hard as possible on them.
Well, all that now is apparently out the window because of street signs.
Street signs. City of Indianapolis, they ought to just rename it Loserville because that's what they are. Every single Pacers player has a street named after them now around Gainbridge Fieldhouse, which used to be Conseco Fieldhouse.
Wow.
They've already done
this. Is this temporary?
I think it's temporary.
This is like...
Is that kind of cool? Temporary?
But the Pacers made fun of the Knicks for doing the same thing. The Knicks did this around like the Garden.
The players or the fans made fun of them?
The Pacer fans made fun of the Knicks. This is Loserville, though. This is the same city full of losers that has an AFC finalist banner in their football stadium.
You love that city.
I do like the city. Okay. It's a nice city. It's very walkable.
Or rideable on the scooters.
Those scooter things are amazing. The obelisk that's got in the middle of the square. Okay, I like that. It's very, very good. It's a cool city. You know, it's got two places to eat.
Yeah, that overrated Todd Archer deli.
Yeah.
and then a bunch of steakhouses.
And a couple of steakhouses.
And what about the people? You have a problem with the people? Said it's a city of losers.
It's a loser.
Our Uber drivers were very nice.
The Uber driver was great.
They all could host sports talk radio.
He's a Florida fan, though. He was a Florida fan. But yeah, it's a city of losers, man. Like you're changing street signs, changing names of the streets for a team that just made. I mean, can you wait until they win the title?
I like it if it's temporary. But like Sean's just saying, if it is permanent, that's stupid. Like if we're gonna walk around next year and it's gonna be like Neesmith Way, like while we're at a combine, that'll be like, yeah, this was silly. That wasn't necessary. As a temporary thing, I like it. Dallas, there's a city in Texas called Buffalo. Buffalo, Texas. And yeah, Buffalo, year. Texas, yeah. Who the two times the Cowboys played the Bills in the Super Bowl, and mm-hmm. then when the Stars played the Sabres in the Stanley Cup final, they changed their name to Blue Star Texas for 2 weeks, and then until the end of the NHL playoffs, they changed their name to Green Star Texas. So it's like, it's cool. It's a temporary change. It's like, yeah, Nope, solidarity. We're not going to be Buffalo.
That's cool.
I like that.
That's
cool. I think this is kind of similar. It's cool.
If it's temporary, I retract a portion. But, you know, as Winston Wolfe said in Pulp Fiction, let's not start yet. And that's what this is happening.
Game 2 of the finals. Average 8.76 million on ABC.
I told you there's a reason why it took forever.
The lowest Game 2 viewership since 2007.
And that was Spurs Cavs, that sweep. Yeah, there's a reason why it took them 3 days to announce this. Because they're not puffing their chest out about that.
Look, everybody except Ryan Russillo knew it wasn't going to look great. That this was going to be some tough ratings because, I mean, it's Oklahoma City even being the best team in basketball and having a star like Shea. We've talked about how, like, we can't even all settle, like, Shea is the face of the league. I don't know. That doesn't really seem to fit. And then it's Indiana, which is kind of scrappy Midwest. It's not pulling in any. I imagine everybody in New York is just, I don't think anybody's hate watching the finals. Knicks fans are probably just like, I'm not watching this. They're probably mad about it.
And look, truthfully, I don't care what the ratings are. My whole thing is people love to pick on baseball with their ratings, but that's it. You know, like if it doesn't matter here, you can't say it doesn't matter here, but it matters for Major League Baseball.
The two big NBA stories, the Knicks got rejected again after the Mavs said, no, you are not allowed. Shams is also reporting something. He's using a word in all these reports, like basically forcibly. They were forcibly told no. He's like using extra oomph in the rejection that the Knicks are receiving. So the Mavs said no, and then they tried to ask the Hawks to talk to Quinn Snyder, and the Hawks said no. T. Rainey sent me a tweet. The Bucks gave the Knicks permission to interview Doc Rivers, but New York declined. So that's a little joke that's out there. And Charles Barkley had to call out James Dolan's crew last night on NBA TV.
The Knicks got to be the stupidest damn people in the world. Like, you don't fire no good coach like that and don't have a plan. I mean, Tibbs did a hell of a job. Obviously, something's going on there, but you don't have a plan. And now the three coaches turn you down. You got to have a plan, man. And they don't have a plan now. I mean, I don't know what the hell they're going to do.
I just got this text from my boy. If you're employed and get a call from a random New York number, there's a 70% chance you could be getting the call to be the Knicks head coach next season. And then the other NBA story, Shams has put out the teams that Kevin Durant is trying to get to. Right now it's listed as Houston, San Antonio, Minnesota, Miami, and New York.
All right. So as we look at those teams, I think
I love this topic because we talk about how unfair it is that Magic Johnson joined the Lakers and just had Kareem and Worthy. And so Magic, he doesn't get made fun of for having a super team around him.
Right.
But if you go to a super team, we judge you different. Michael had Scottie. They acquired Dennis, right?
Yeah, he was already there.
Yeah.
Wade. We look at Wade different than LeBron. Like, even though they're not in the same legacy kind of category, but nobody.
LeBron went to Wade.
Which you guys are the legacy gatekeepers of professional sports. Yeah. You determine legacies. Mm-hmm.
And I think Durant might be number two on this list all time, behind LeBron for jumping. When people get worked up about this topic,
I agree. I think there's a lot of people who would put him ahead of LeBron. Even. Yeah.
But he didn't want to go back to Golden State. We think because of this,
right? He told his agent, "You made me ruin my life," or whatever that quote was that he gave about like when he went to Golden State and he got caught hell for it. So looking at these five teams, like there's no way Russell Westbrook can really win a title and save his legacy as the guy anymore just because of where he's at in his career. KD can still be the guy or one of the top guys and contribute. So if you're looking at this just through the lens.
We're totally forgetting his 50-40-90 streak. He was the best shooter in the NBA last year in many metrics.
Yeah, he's still really, really good.
Really, 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 really good.
So if I'm KD, here's how I'm ranking these teams from 5-1 as my best opportunity to save my championship legacy with you fellas or other people who are saying, nope, you're not getting in here. Number five, last option, San Antonio. That's not going to work. Wemby's already supposed to be the next. He's supposed to be the heir apparent. If he jumps on to the Wemby ascent, it's going to be viewed as like, no, dude, you just latched on to the climb for San Antonio.
You know, there's health issues with Wemby. I mean, he had the blood clot.
No, there's monk issues.
And there's monk issues with Wemby.
That's the thing. The blood clots are gone. He's done whatever Tibetan medicine he had to do now. Number four, Miami. Now, this is a controversial one. I was texting with some people last night, Nick Harris, Reggie Adetula. I was talking through this with them. I was like, what do you think about this list? And I got some different answers on Miami. So they're the furthest away. And so, like Reggie argued, that would be number one. But to me, you're going to be met with the sentiment of, this is what the stars do. Somebody goes catches on with Miami. Like some hater like perspective will still be like, nope, just like Shaq jumped on, LeBron jumped on.
Not me at all. Looking at the talent you joined.
Spoelstra as like just a guy who like always is kind of going to get you there, just like with Jimmy and everything else. Number three, Minnesota. Minnesota's not a historic power. In fact, people have left there to win titles, typically Kevin Love, Kevin Garnett. But Ant is supposed to be the next. Ant would be viewed as the guy and the leader and everything else. I think it's two best options here. Number two, Houston. I think that would be the most poetic one because he's joining a young core with a bunch of high draft picks. It'd basically be like reviving OKC or going back as an older player to help a early OKC team that didn't win. But you still might be thought of as latching on to a team that's going up. And then the number one that would fix his reputation would be New York. Because the Knicks are viewed as like this Browns organization that you can't win in there. And they're in disarray right now. They're thought of as just got, even though they got to the conference finals, they're thought of as this team right now that's just like,
ceiling.
Here's another example of just they are what they are. And I think he would be viewed as elevating Brunson more than Brunson elevating him.
I might put the Knicks last. I'd like.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a show of disagreement today.
Good.
Because they just beat the Celtics, East Finals,
mm-hmm.
have a superstar. I mean, the Rockets definitely would help out more. Your generic sports fans still can't name the top two players on the Houston Rockets. If he goes there and they won the championship, like I know Dylan Brooks and Fred VanVleet, quicker than their younger talent.
Otis Thorpe.
Yeah. And then Miami, like, I view them as basically having nothing. I'd put both of them easily over the Knicks. I'm putting the Knicks probably
last.
Well,
see, the thing with the Knicks is, like, it would
more
be...
Real quick, more than Minnesota? Because that was the biggest pushback I got from Nick Harris. Nick Harris was like, Minnesota's literally a piece away.
Yeah, probably not not Minnesota.
It's the
I agree with Nick for once, since he was wrong about Jimmy Butler.
So when he went to Golden State, they had already won. I think when you're going to a team and they haven't won and you're an over-the-top piece, I don't view that as really impacting your legacy or cherry-picking on something. Like, he cherry-picked on the Golden State.
So who's the best and worst? Most helpful, least helpful, legacy-wise?
I mean, I think the most helpful and the least helpful probably is the same team. It's the Knicks.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But it's the most helpful and the least helpful at the same time. Because you're going to get the boost of New York, and you're going to be the over-the-top piece. But people are still going to look at it and say, you went to a really good team already.
877-881-1053 to hit us up on the Frank LaFranco Injury Attorney text line. When we return, our Luke Bryan ticket giveaway, and is Jerry Jones moving to the AFC? The Red Zone, your football fix after this.
How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
You know what I like about the media? They think you can just dial 1-800 and get a quarterback.
Yeah!
This is your football fix, known as the Red Zone, every day at 9:20 here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. It's Sean RJ along with our insider Bobby Belt on 105.3 The Fan. I don't believe this story.
Uh-oh.
It came from one of the aggregators.
Oh.
And I have a hard time believing that we now have a Jerry Jones in the AFC. So Jim Irsay passes away. The Colts go to his daughters. New Colts owner, Carly Ursay Gordon, explains why she chooses to be on the sideline during games with a headset on and a call sheet. Quote, I need to be able to say, is this person full of BS? Do they even know what they're talking about? I would suggest it for anyone else who has to pay head coaches and GMs millions and millions of dollars. It helps you make a less expensive mistake, close quote.
Well, you can't take that from the aggregators.
This is from Dove.
Where I think you can take it from is Colts.com that wrote the story, apparently.
Oh.
And they've got, because I have agreed with you, when they threw that photo up there, I was like, that's AI. That's like an AI-generated photo of her with a headset. This is weird. This is a little weird.
Do we need to pump the brakes, take a step back, and put yourself in the position of someone who has taken over a football team? Are you just, like, I think if you're more curious over what's being said over the headsets, but
yeah.
My problem with her, and this would be for any male as well, before Bobby makes his insensitive comments, I'll try to throw up the shield first. Bob Anthony Towns over here.
For sure.
For her to act like she's monitoring what they're doing, like she could correct it, that's the part that sounds idiotic. You want to get on there and you got to tell me, all right, what did you hear on the headset that is going to lead you to make a judgment on Steichen or the quarterback coach or anyone else? Maybe if they act unprofessional, maybe they're cursing someone up and down. Maybe that's regular coach speak. So those are my immediate thoughts. If I owned a team, okay, yeah, give me a headset. It's freaking cool to listen to them talk. But to say, quote, is this person full of BS? Do they even know what they're talking about? You're going to have to prove to me that you can talk Brian Broaddus X's and O's for you to suggest that you can correct something that you think doesn't sound right.
So on the on the Colts website, on that article Bobby referenced a minute ago, so she says that she does this not to micromanage, but to understand the intricacies of every single play. And one of the things she says is like, oh, that person ran the wrong route. Or they tagged the wrong wide receiver. It wasn't really the player's fault. It was the person who called it. Stuff like that.
Okay, so you got it. So then you're telling me that she knows blue right, 94, red go, what the routes are supposed to be from that?
I guess what it's insinuating.
If she does, more power to her, bro.
I guess what she's insinuating there.
I'm guessing no.
So according to, Shane Steichen said, as far as football goes, she's around it. She understands it. When you talk football with her, she gets it.
Who said that?
Shane Steichen.
Oh, now, don't say it like that.
So like, Shane Steichen.
Go ahead.
Talking about his boss.
Shane Steichen said it's got to be credible.
Go Vols, Jim Bob Cooter, our former quarterback, says she's at all the practices. This is strange. This is strange because you don't usually see owners on the headset on the field in this kind of setting.
Please, Jerry, just do this for us for 10 minutes, Jerry.
Forget even Jerry. If Charlotte was doing this, which like when she had previously done this, she was not the owner of the team, so it would be a similar setup, somebody in the front office. If Charlotte, Steven, Jerry Jr., anybody did this, this would get destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
It would be the top story on ESPN
nonstop. It already got destroyed when Jerry used to walk down there.
But, yeah,
Arthur Blank dodges all of it.
Yeah.
You talk about TJ Watt versus Micah coverage. Arthur Blank still goes down there.
Yeah.
Versus Jerry, right?
But, yeah, no, this is like a, look, there's a lot of heat that Jerry catches fairly. There's probably some things that additionally could use more scrutiny at times. There's also, it's double-edged because there's a lot of things where it's like, this is also inconsistent in that he gets hammered for some things. It's like, it happens around the league or worse things could happen around the league and it's only said about Jerry.
There's a fine line for an owner of being too involved and not involved enough. Some people are just like, hey, this is the paycheck. They hire somebody to run the company. You go run it. I'm the money behind it. I'm gonna make a profit. And then there's the too involved. I think this would fall under the two involved part. Now, I get it. Like, you know, like you want to know what's going on. But do you not think that it's a bad idea for your players to see you on the sidelines with a headset? Could you imagine if your boss is literally standing next to you your entire day at work?
Yeah. Like Spittle just staring through
Through the window like we're zoo animals. Yeah.
Then it'd be like Ben and Skin having to correct them all the time.
Yeah, for sure. So like
justifiably so. Oh, you like that Pepe?
So
how's it going?
I don't know, man. I mean, there's a lot of routes you could take here. If you're her, like, do you want to be involved? I get it. You want to be involved. You're making these are million-dollar decisions. More power to you on that. But like, there's got to be a better way than this.
Is Anthony Richardson's shoulder a problem? The other day, Peter Schrager, one of his hot takes was Daniel Jones will be like one of the most surprising players in the league. And I was like, whoa. And then you're hearing about Anthony Richardson's shoulder.
Yeah. So he's not even, he's not even doing minicamp because he's got a hurt shoulder. And like, so question, will he be the Colts starting quarterback to start 2026?
I think I said it near the end of last year. I think one of my hot takes was he wasn't going to start a game again when he had gotten benched. So I'm going to say no, because I've got to be ideologically consistent.
No, we hate that.
Don't think he's going to be starting in 2026 for them. I don't think he's going to be there. I don't think he's going to be on their roster.
He's got tons of upside. He always has, right?
He's not going to be on the roster. Mm-mm. Why?
No, because, I mean, we'll be talking about what? So this will be year three for him.
Wait, are we talking about 2025?
He said six.
Six. So, like, he's going to go through this year. Will he be the quarterback?
Oh, no. I'm just thinking, is he going to start this year because of Richardson's health?
Well, that's another one. I mean, if he doesn't even play, then almost definitely not going to be there next year. So it's like...
like, how bad is the injury? That's all I care about.
Yeah. He'll play at some point this year, I would imagine. But I do think this is his last year in Indy. Because I just don't think he's going to put it together. They'll get 3 years into it. They'll decline his option. And then he'll either be a cut candidate or they'll try to trade him.
Let's keep it in Indy. An all-Indy red zone so far. Actually, you know what? Let's hook you up. Is Luke Bryan from Indy?
So I'm going to sit right here.
All right, Georgia, Tolos, that's right. Right now, call our number 1087-781-1053. Wins a pair of tickets. See Luke Bryan on Friday, June 20th at the Dos Equis Pavilion in Dallas. That's call number 10 at 877-881-1053.
The great Andrew Marchand reports that Adam Schefter has been banned from Pat McAfee's show. Here's the report. Schefter has essentially been banned after he failed to make a requested appearance during free agency in March. The incident in question occurred during NFL free agency's deadline, with McAfee wanting Schefter to appear on the show. But Schefter was unable as he was busy appearing on the free agency special that aired on ESPN2, resulting in him having banished Adam from the Pat McAfee show ever since.
Ha! Why?
Because he's insane.
Because he has all the power. He's on a power trip. If this is true, what a weak move by Pat McAfee. What a weak move. Pat McAfee has now reached this space to where I think he's reached a Portnoy, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, I think, space. In knowing that everyone in the media kisses McAfee's ass,
mm-hmm.
right? In my opinion, and this will probably be written about in some
I did at this casinos. Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
I like that.
I think there's a fear in saying anything against McAfee or like his show. Just like there's a fear of Portnoy and mm-hmm. Barstool to a degree, or a fear of the Beehive. And look, Pat has accomplished. Props to him. He's changed the game to a degree, a large degree. And I'm just going off this report. I don't know the truth. It could be wrong. But Marchand usually hits.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Pat McAfee has been empowered to where he's Stephen A.
It's
Stephen A. and Pat McAfee with the most power in that building. And he's like, I don't care that you're Adam Schefter. You do what I want and do what I say. That's how I'm reading between the lines with it.
Look. There's two things here. If Schefter had a pre-planned hit and then canceled, McAfee, I think, would be okay. I wouldn't ban him, but he'd be in the right to be upset. If Pat just requested him and Schefter had a pre-committed obligation, you have no right to get upset at a guest for saying, I can't come on your show today.
I don't even care about the first instance. How many times do we shuffle guests on this show?
Oh, you shuffle.
How many times we'd be like, all right, next segment, next hour, they can't make it, can't do it.
It's your employer saying, you need to be on the draft special on ESPN2.
Special has been there for years and years before Pat McAfee's show.
It's still overreacting, but I at least understand the annoyance, the anger. Hey, look, we planned for you to be on the show. Don't now come and say you can't do it.
Well, you got 19 other people on set.
Yeah.
You know, like, toss it up to them. Have Pac-Man Jones pop on or throw it over to Chuck Pagano.
What if it is?
Or do a WWE segment.
What if it's related to, do you remember when he first went to ESPN,
There's got to be more behind it.
Well, one of the tension points we had heard about was McAfee was a Rappaport guy. Like, McAfee always had Rappaport on.
Yeah.
And we're talking about...
And Shams over Woj.
And it was a thing where when he went to ESPN, that was one of the things of like, okay, so he's not going to have Ian on anymore, and now he's got to have Schefter on, which he did have Schefter on, but they started... He was able to still bring Ian on in rotation. I wonder if this is also just looking for an opportunity to just be his... Like, he never wanted to do Schefter.
Also, Schefter spoke out against Rogers. Remember Schefter said, dude, make a decision.
Didn't McAfee too, though? Like, McAfee at the end of last year, remember when everybody... When Aaron started getting all that heat for stuff after he had... one of the controversial things he said, Pat came out there, was like, yeah, look, we don't endorse everything Aaron says. And, like, he, like, totally backed off. It was one of the few times we've seen him,
but
like,
he didn't do anything aggressively.
Yeah. No, but it was definitely, like, at the time...
Schefter was, like, calling him out, like, dude, make a decision. And, like, if Pat's, you know, that close to Aaron...
Right. Or is Ian Rappaport, right? Mm-hmm. ESPN and NFL Network, I think, are they going together? Is Ian Rappaport about to be, like... An ESPN insider or no? How's that going to work, Bobby? What you can tell us.
I mean, that's still not like, it's not even, they're not even in the full transition period yet for that. That's all stuff that's supposedly been heading that way that's not finished. So that they haven't even outlined any of that. Nobody has any clue what kind of fallout will come from that.
Let's see what happens when the season begins. Like, you want Adam Schefter on your show.
You would think.
As much as possible. Yeah, but maybe McAfee thinks he's above it. That's the report. As Bill Simmons says every week, don't aggregate me. Don't write.
Yeah.
Don't be writing no articles out there, because Pat will Twitter search.
Yes, he will.
Or someone on that staff will. We got Mac.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
McAfee versus Schefter. Nope. Belt versus Hagelin. Next.
I think Oklahoma City is going to win. I think they're going to win comfortably. You can look back at the first two games, though I know obviously they were in Oklahoma City, and the Thunder are clearly the better team, and they're the better team by quite a large margin. And if not for a fluky last 2.5 minutes, people would be asking if this could be a sweep.
Well, that didn't go too well for me. I will tell you, the fourth quarter really humbled me on that opinion yesterday. Because I still thought, when you saw, like, obviously OKC surge at the beginning of the third and the end of the third, I thought they were going to pace it out in the fourth quarter. And when that obviously did not come even close to happening, I was like, looks like it's time to reevaluate your opinion on these teams.
Let me stop you.
I hate that these two conspired to go and get this clip, Bobby and Peyton. Because
yeah, leave me. I didn't do this. I had nothing to do.
Peyton's left out of it. I did it.
This is so ridiculous. You have nothing to apologize for. At least you had some stones in sports talk radio to give an opinion. Right. If you had gotten in a big war and issued a guarantee. You got a game wrong in the NBA Finals. Big freaking whoop. But that's the pettiness of Bobby Belt.
It is. His research ability is second to none.
This guy. It's scary. It's something. This guy yesterday decided to. I don't know where your family is. I thought they were back in town. He decided to go and research every single person in the radio station and what he could find from their high school days. We have Brian brought us hair. We
had
that picture's amazing.
I didn't see that picture. Yeah.
Me on a baseball.
I haven't seen that picture. It's awesome. It's, oh, it's awesome on Twitter. Picture.
Me on a baseball all-star team. RJ Choppy being Nohei Ohtani. We have Kevin and Corey and their pick'ems from back in high school. What inspired this? What are you doing?
So
yeah,
I was
seen
actually
the Mike picture.
Mike who?
Mike Bass.
Oh, the cowboy photo.
The
yeah.
Rodeo wood. I had So what this basically
Peyton working charity.
Yeah, basically where this came from was I'm trying to. Mike had mentioned before Bassick that he's never seen his dad pitch. So because he's like he said they didn't archive stuff the same way. Never seen anybody pitch. Whatever. So I know those trading circles of people who archive games and stuff like that. So I've just been looking for that. I've been trying to find one of the games. And in the process of that, I had stumbled across some clipping that mentioned his dad. And so then I started deep diving. I'm like, maybe I can find some articles about his dad where it like an interview or something he didn't remember.
Because our conversation this morning, giving me crap about the Pacers, which I understand.
Because you're wrong. Cooper Flagg's going to be a bust now because clearly Hagee doesn't know basketball.
Oh, man. And then you showed me the thing that I'm assuming you already brought up or are about to bring up, and I was like, how the hell did you find that?
Yeah, it was just I was digging on the trying to find different, you know, things that had mentioned Mike's dad or Mike. Yeah, I found the one of Mike was a one-year-old baby, and Mike's dad talking about how, even though he's a year old, he knows I pitch for the Twins. He's that aware of it. He's a baseball lover, and he's
the good part. And they're very few. But one of the good parts about having a kid is when these people go.
Tax breaks.
When these people go, they did this at 2 and they did that at 3. Yeah. And now I can relate.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
No, they didn't.
That is your tall Paul Bunyan myth.
Yeah.
Because my daughter definitely does not know what I do for a living. She's one. That is 1,000% wrong, Mr. Bassett. So I gotta fact check memories now when people are like, they were killer.
Like that guy from the Red Sox. Yeah.
Hunter Dobbins.
Yeah. Fact check his dad.
Said that he was drafted by the Yankees or something like that.
His dad said that.
He was drafted by the Yankees twice, and then he got traded to Arizona. And that's why Dobbins said he would retire before he ever played for the. If the Yankees were the last team to offer him a contract, he would just retire.
New York Post reporter's like, let's check this out. And he's like, lies!
Let's hear the audio.
They're based off of my personal experiences and nothing to do with growing up or family. And also, it was a rivalry, so we're just having some fun. Jazz got into it, too, and we had a good time about it. The whole backstory, you know, stuff that I had heard growing up and, you know, seen pictures of and, you know, from my dad. So I don't, at the end of the day, it's just from my dad and what I kind of grew my love for the game. But at the end of the day, I don't go and fact check my dad or anything like that.
You better accept this. People are allowed to live their truth, Sean. This is his truth.
Well, you can live it. I'm just going to, you know, fact check it. Call you on the BS.
It's like the George Costanza. It's not a lie if you believe it.
So this guy.
We've moved into that society.
So give me the reset on this again. Hunter Dobbins.
So Hunter Dobbins is the player for the Red Sox currently.
Yeah.
And
like last week.
Last week-ish. Yeah. You know, when the Yankees were playing the Red Sox, he had made a comment that if the Yankees were the last team to offer me a contract, I would retire.
Okay.
And then I guess he delved into the backstory a little bit that, you know, his dad, you know, was a player, minor league player.
He said he had history.
Had history with
the Yankees.
And then he said he had gotten drafted by them out of high school and then out of college. So he would have been drafted twice by the same team. And then I guess they traded him or whatever. And that Joel Sherman, who's on MLB Network and the New York Post, went and looked it up. Brian Cashman, he asked Brian Cashman, like, I have no idea who this guy is. So I don't know. That's the backstory.
Okay.
And so, he was not drafted, I guess, or didn't actually play in the Yankees.
Still sounds more accurate than Hagee's prediction about OKC yesterday, though.
Stop it.
Hey, that's fair.
You wanna double up against Bobby? Because if you want sweet revenge on Bobby, you just whip him.
Look, I don't want to get involved in a feud.
Come on.
With Bobby, because he
with
has
me specifically.
Let's just make he a has bet. The time and drive to take
and
anybody Adderall. Out.
And ability.
Yeah.
OKC in six. That's my take. Indiana's not better. Halliburton's not going to hit those lucky threes. Shea is definitely going to go off big time in game five. Then they'll go back home and finish this thing up. Cute little Pacers story. I'm rooting for Carlisle. I want Indy to win it. The Thunder will win in six.
Thunder in six is still my pick.
Oh, it's still your pick?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was his dismissiveness where he's like, a sweep, they're so much better. It's going to be competitive, though.
Okay. Corey, what's coming up?
Guys, when we have an hour and a half show...
We didn't make the schedule.
You guys
Sean.
Literally prepped longer than your show.
That's
you
true.
Were in here for longer than your
show. And I did some prep last night.
Aren't
and I
you
got
pleased
half,
by that level of commitment?
Great commitment.
I got about halfway into it when I realized we had a short show. And I was like, I'm not even doing C-Block tomorrow. But when we have a short show like this, Kevin likes to pack in a full show into an hour and a half. So we will be doing Gridiron and Baseball Nuggets at 10:20. We'll also have Jared at 10:40. But at 11 o'clock... Do folks watch the U.S. Open, at least in part, to watch golfers struggle because it makes you feel better about your golf game?
Where are we at on the leaderboard?
J.J. Spaun's your leader, 4-under. Gary Woodland, my guy, is 3-under. And then you got a slew of guys at 2-under par. Rory was 2-under. He just bogeyed. He is 1-under par, along with Ludvig Åberg, who is a Texas Tech guy. And then Bryson DeChambeau, Wyndham Clark, Phil... Those are all major champions. They are even par. But they got low scores here.
This
what a lot
is
of
usually
thought.
The toughest or like the low.
I think you and Bobby should actually open your show and do the golf segment. Just you two.
I'd like it.
Do the topic.
That, swing. I know you swing.
Do the topic that Corey actually set up. Just the two of you. That would be radio.
I would like it.
Two golf haters.
I set that topic up.
Yeah.
It is weird.
It's true.
It is
really?
Weird.
But you don't even watch golf.
That doesn't mean I don't know how to set up intriguing topics. Oh.
All right. This is the topic I really wanted to talk about.
Oh, great.
Is it David? Is it Pagnotta? Pagnotta? Either
yes.
way, the guy's been getting star stories correct. Yesterday, he tweeted, they're taking calls on Jason Robertson. Jim Neal is hesitant to move him. As they look to free up some cap space, I'm told they're shopping Mason Marchment, who's entering the final year of his contract, and he's got a 10-team no-trade clause. Did you guys have this yesterday during your show?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, so we had the conversation last week about the pros and cons, you know, of trading Jason Robertson. And so I'm fascinated by that because that makes a lot of sense. I understand Marchman as well.
I didn't know. I heard y'all this morning say that he had the no trade clause.
10 teams.
And that's when I was like, oh, wow. I didn't realize he would get something like that. But he is one of those guys that you were frustrated by the entire playoff series. He had one good game, I think. One good game the whole time. The rest of the time, he looked like he a horse on skates.
Have you ever seen the TV show Traitors?
Yeah, I tried watching it. I couldn't do it.
Oh, you didn't like it?
No.
I'm surprised. All right, fair enough.
Because it's reality garbage?
Well, also, I thought it was awesome.
Oh. People love it.
Yeah. So
I can't do that, like, fake, who's behind the magic wand? Okay. The library.
Okay, so then you won't like the suggestion.
Count Dracula's coming in tonight.
I think it would be neat if you didn't get to know who the 10 teams were. And so, like, you set up a trade, and you're like, all right, we got it set up to the Canadians.
Yeah.
And then you look at the list, you're like, damn it!
Yeah.
They're on the list. Back to the drawing board.
What do you think about dealing Robertson?
Look, I am in favor of it now, and I know people get upset. I will say you're not going to get that level of production for the price this year, and I can accept that. But I also think the die was cast in terms of re-signing him once you made the deal for Rantanen. And so I'm kind of going off the Bobby philosophy as if you don't necessarily think you're going to be bringing this person back, which I get the sense that they don't, then it makes all the sense in the world.
I wonder if there's you already feel like you have a replacement in-house. And
yes.
So maybe what you can get for him Maybe you're not expecting the same talent return, but that'll allow you to go get something else.
See, and
like,
that's...
Like, you talk about Kachuk a lot, and I'm right there with you, dude.
Let's do it, man.
I want that dude. You put the C on his jersey. And
by the way, you're just making up that he's available? Like, or are there talks about it, rumors?
There's talks that like he wants out.
Okay.
And they... May not be able to.
Plus.
That's the kind of player.
Cost you Wyatt plus.
And it's going to cost you Wyatt and Maverick.
Or pick. Yeah.
Well, and then that could lean into, if you move on to Robertson, there are multiple teams like Philly out there that would be interested in giving up picks for him.
Bobby, I want to finish with something for you. And I want you to listen closely.
I want to finish with something for you, too.
No, I see you passing around your little computer, something making fun of me. I want you to hear me. I want you to listen closely.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, man.
I don't have the time, and I'm not going to take the time. But if I ever decided to, and I know no one can probably come close to matching what you do in terms of all your... But if I wanted to, I would... Do whatever I could and stoop to the levels of contacting all your family, all your siblings.
Wait,
your
still talks
well, not, their, not your mom. But yeah. I would do the digging that you do.
Got to get Miss Cleo to do that.
In order to strike back at you. I do have that level of vindictiveness.
I know
I just
you do.
Don't have the energy. So I know you're passing around your little article showing probably that I was a baseball all-star. Undefeated tennis person and all these
good
things.
You won a state championship.
Yes. He was a Little League all-star. He and his buddy Jake, they ripped home runs to win the game. It says that in the paper.
I just want to let you know, if they like fired me tomorrow and I just had like severance time, if I had a straight month, I would go and dig up the most vile, like, nasty things that you would never want, bro. I would try to do it to match your energy, and I would come close.
The biggest problem is that I can then doctor nastier things that look authentic.
Oh, well, I can't.
He can absolutely doctor.
I can't doctor. Oh, the KNC masterpiece is next. Enjoy Rangers baseball next on The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.